Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Amy and Zoe. Welcome, Zoe.
Ah, hi. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for playing with me today on the show. It's good
Thanks
to have you on board.
Me. Thanks for having me. I found out something very interesting about you, Amy.
Yes, we have to have a bit of a conversation, don't we?
Yeah. It was a bit of an education issue earlier on because I thought to myself, I might not be able to come on air with Amy. I had a real problem with a particular condition that she has.
An affliction. An obsession.
It can't be reversed. And she's a Hawke supporter. And everything else I can live with. But the Hawke supporter, I don't know. I'm going to do some work around it and see if I can get over it. But as a Dockers supporter...
You're finding it a little hard, especially after grand final day last year, which I'll let you get
Ow!
I think you're both nuts. I don't like sport at all, so I'm not going to say anything. No.
You're the calm voice in amongst the...
Yeah, the rabble-rousers.
Rabble-rousers, Mark. Yes. And we appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can speak for as long as you like, Mark.
All right, thank you. I have no allegiance. I'm fine. I'll go wherever.
You know, you love us all equally. Despite
exactly.
Our strange and weird afflictions for men chasing bits of leather around the field and smacking into each other.
Yeah.
You know, generally.
See, I like men chasing each other around in leather.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. But it's like... Hey. But there's something, which one of these is not like the other?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's a bit of a difference, though.
Okay, leather men, you have to be really specific.
Yeah. You know, it would be quite interesting to have, 40,000 leather-clad people at a footy ground or something.
It would be.
That's quite interesting.
A Laird, maybe the Laird or somewhere like that can run a football match.
I think they do have footy teams, yeah.
Mm.
I think they do. I think they've got a team.
Because that would be very interesting. Mm. So, because for those of us that are a little bit crazy and love our sport or footy in general, other people who don't like it just generally think we're nuts, which is true. We are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I do apologise for being a Hawthorn supporter.
Yeah.
But only a little bit.
Yeah, does that say, I don't know, that's very genuine.
Well, you win some, you lose some. We lost the year before, so.
Yeah.
It comes around.
You
guys will get there again. You'll get your maiden flag soon enough. Pav will kick 10 and it'll be.
Yeah, I'm dreaming, Amy.
It'll be great stuff. So, I think there's plenty of hope out there for all footy supporters.
Yeah.
Even Melbourne are doing better this season.
They are too.
Although the Collingwood game is a little hard to watch, but they're doing a lot better this season. And St Kilda have just hired their first female assistant coach.
I know.
Peter Stirling, which I must say I was very, very excited about.
From Port Adelaide to St Kilda.
Yeah, Port Melbourne. She was
Port Melbourne.
Assistant with Gary Ayres, an ex Hawthorn great. And then before that she was head coach of Darabin, I think.
Yeah.
In the women's
You know more than
something.
I know.
And I just think, that's great. She got hired for her skills and, her knowledge.
Absolutely.
And her passion, not her gender, which is kind of how it should be.
Absolutely. And how hard is it going to be for those boys when they go out to training and they go, this is hard.
Yeah.
This is hard. She says, you want to know what hard is.
Yeah, try going home to two screaming kids or, juggling all of
Everything. Spending 10 years, people saying, don't think you're up for it, love.
And we saw that this week. I don't know, one of the SBS World Cup commentators, whose name escapes me, she's just been brought on board for the upcoming World Cup. And she said she just cops it all the time because yeah, she's right. a woman. And they say, what do you know about sport and everything? But her brother, I think, used to play high-level soccer and was represented Australia many times. I can't remember his name either because I'm a little vague today. But, you know, to attack someone just based on their gender is is not, it's not cool.
No.
There's plenty of women out there that know heaps about sport and all sorts of things, and there's plenty of men that don't like it as
you do. I was going to say, you guys know a lot more about sports than I do. I don't know anything at all. I'm pretty hopeless when it comes to sports.
Yeah, well, and, you know, Eddie Maguire, he's never played football.
Exactly.
And yet he's allowed to comment on it. He's allowed to
Has he never played football?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Never.
No. Yeah, I don't think he even played in Broadie, which he likes to bring up Broadie a lot. Yeah, right. I don't think he ever played there either.
He was a sports journalist. He's always been passionate about sports journalism. Yeah. But, you know, there's lots of people who comment on the game and who, you know, they don't necessarily have to have played to know exactly. strategy.
Mm. So, yeah, there's plenty going on in the world of footy.
Great shows. Great topics. Great radio. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.